USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is stepping down. The White House announced that Dr. Rochelle Walensky is leaving the agency next month. She's been in position since the start of the Biden administration and played a key role in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of illegal immigrants are expected to pour into Texas next week when a public health rule that's been used to expedite deportation goes away. To make room in shelters, Texas has restarted a migrant busing program that ships asylum seekers to places like Chicago and New York City.
What are the governors of border states like Texas supposed to do? Border communities are being overwhelmed.
Senator John Cornyn hopes the national outrage will get the attention of President Biden, who he says is refused to step in and fix the issue at the southern border. Meanwhile, the head of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, is on the southern border.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. Anyone with SD, Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at home tests should discard them. The agency is looking into the kit's liquid solution and that direct contact. It could be a safety issue. It also may have compromised the test's accuracy. Most of the tests were distributed by CVS, but some were also given to Amazon. Two paramedics in Florida were fired after they mistakenly declared a man dead, then drove off. Clearwater Fire Chief Scott Eller says the men didn't follow protocol when they pulled a sheet over the 66-year-old who suffered cardiac arrest and canceled other units. A deputy on the scene noticed the man's labored breathing, called another ambulance from another city. He made it to the hospital. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The U.S. and 35 other countries continue to oppose allowing athletes from Russia and Belarus to compete in international sporting events. The officials in charge of sports from 36 countries in North America, Europe, and Asia issued a statement against recommendations the International Olympic Committee proposed in March that Russian and Belarusian athletes be allowed to compete as neutrals. Massachusetts public officials are outraged following an explosion at a pharmaceutical plant Newburyport. Senator Ed Markey says yesterday's explosion is the latest in a series of avoidable disasters at the facility, which has been cited for multiple safety violations over the years. Jack O'Keefe of Methuen died, and four workers were hurt in yesterday's explosion, which tore the roof off the building. Some Chicago residents are upset over Mayor Lori Lightfoot's plan to house migrants at a former high school in the South Shore neighborhood. City officials were shouted down last night during a meeting to discuss the plan.
I think what's important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis, and we're here. You're not supposed to send her up.
Residents expressed frustration that they were left out of the planning process. Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Chicago in recent weeks. Live Nation is set up to offer up $25 tickets with their Concert Week promotion. Sales begin at 10 a.m. next Wednesday and run through the 16th while supplies last. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.